It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Oh my gosh, we have a great show in store for you guys today. We have a lot of really awesome guests. We have Angel in the house, who's hooking up our mics right now. How you doing, Angel?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. So, we have a couple realtors in the house today, and we do want to say we hope that Vincent gets well very soon. He actually injured his back. And we are definitely praying for you, Vincent, and we're thinking about you, and we definitely wish you were here, and we wish you well.
Yeah, get well, Vincent. I'm sorry about that. What's going on? We're going to miss you.
All right. So we have Eric in the house. He's a realtor. And your name is Charles?
Charles.
So we're going to be talking about some of the things that's going on in our area. And maybe we'll even get into a little bit of the new law that they just did. Well, what they passed with the 6%.
I think it's going to take place sometime in June or July. It's not final yet.
Yeah, probably in July.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. There we go. So how are you doing today, Angel?
I'm doing just fine. The weather's perfect. It's not rainy. It's not cold. It's perfect weather.
Yes. It's gorgeous outside. It was a beautiful weekend. We actually also had a really successful event over the weekend. We did a live radio show out on Saturday on 420 at Purple Haze, and it was really, really great. We had some awesome food from tacos galore and more. She made this pineapple chicken and rice. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I'm glad I had a late lunch because that never made me drooling over me now. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it was really good. And she did like a honey steak bowl. Just delicious. That's Tacos Galore and More. And if anybody is interested in checking her out, go to her Facebook, Tacos Galore and More. She's got a cute little logo of a truck with a taco on the top of it. So you know you found the right one. Tacos Galore and More. Nice. She's around the Pinellas County area in different locations, so go check out her Facebook.
Awesome.
All right, guys. So how are we doing, Charles and Eric?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Okay, Charles.
I work for a company out of Tampa, Lone Flame Lending. And the thing about us is the mission is that we don't charge anybody any fees. So there's no origination underwriting process and nothing like that. So,
wow.
And if somebody wants to do a loan, it gives them a little bit more buying power. But we also run programs like down payment assistance. We do, there's a neighborhood growth program as well that you get up to 1% off the rate.
Wow.
So with no buy downs.
So if someone is interested in any of those things, how can they contact you?
Sure. You can go to our website. It's www.loanflight.com.
Okay.
And you can just look me up. It's Charles Scott.
All right. So that's loanflight.com.
Correct.
And that's Charles.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for being here. And Eric, what about you?
So I am with Keller Williams Realty in Palm Harbor, Florida, right up the street here. And I help people buy, sell, and invest in real estate, even vacant lots.
Awesome.
And as you probably know, that over the last 5 years, real estate has gone up and down and up and down and in and out. And it's all how we perceive it. People panic. People get excited. I just wish everybody would just take a deep breath and relax, because everything's going to be just fine.
Yes.
Literally, whether you're a buyer or you're a seller, whether you're investing, whether you're... No matter what, it's just everybody just needs to take a deep breath and relax. It's going to be just fine, and it's going to just everything's going to fine. It's going to be fine.
That's great. So, if someone is interested in selling or buying, how can they contact you?
So, can I give my phone number out?
Absolutely.
My phone number is 443. It's a Maryland number. I brought it with me, and just everybody has it. 443-375-8662. That's 443-375-8662. My email address is my first initial, my last name, which is Zemple, S-Z-E-M-P-L-E, at kw.com.
All right, awesome. So how did you guys meet each other?
I was doing an open house in Safety Harbor, beautiful home, and there's a knock on my door. I'm like, great, this is fantastic. Somebody wants to buy the house. I can sell the house and I can pay my bills. And this yahoo walks through my door, and he goes, hi, I'm Charles. I'm with Loan Flight. I'm like, great. Somebody's soliciting. That's all I needed. I'm like, dude, I don't want to spend money. I want to make money.
Right.
And we just started chatting, football, hockey, Maryland, Ohio. And we're like bosom buddies almost. It's like, does that sound weird?
No.
So, no, he's my bud. And he accompanies me in all my open houses. So he's like my right-hand man. He handles those pesky questions like when people ask, well, what's the interest rate? Okay, how many months can I? I said, nope, that's not my lane. That's Charles's lane. My lane is the house and the land it's on. That's what I handle. So we try and stay each other's lanes, and we compliment each other. What do you think, Charles?
Oh, yeah, because buying a house for some people is very scary. I mean, it's the biggest purchase they're going to make in their life.
Yes.
So pretty much, especially first-time buyers, like, we hold our hand all the way through. I mean, people don't know what's involved. They're like, okay, I have to put money down. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize that there's title work you have to do. We have to get inspections at some time. So I prep them for all that and walk them through from point A all the way to Z.
That's awesome, because I'm sure there's a lot of realtors out there that do not do that. I've actually heard some horror stories from different people that they call them, they never call them back for 4 or 5 days. So you guys have very good reputations, right, from what I understand, and that's awesome. So there, people do have a lot of questions.
Right. And I give everybody my cell phone number, my email, and Eric will attest to it. Like, he's worked with other lenders, but he'll call me at 10 o'clock at night. He calls me after 11, I might be sleeping.
But I do, because my customers come first, okay? And when I tell them, like I'm sitting in the stage, that I am the listening real estate agent, meaning I'm here for you. Well, guess what? I'm not just going to be here for you, but I need him to be here for me so I can be here for you.
Right.
So if you have a question for me at 10 o'clock at night, I got to be able to get a hold of him at 10 o'clock at night, and I do.
Right.
And that allows me to answer your questions. And when you tell me you need something, guess what? I'd show you what you told me you needed, not what I think you should need.
Right.
I don't let you self-diagnose. I ask the right questions.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys met each other. It seems that you work very well together.
Yep.
That's great. So what areas do you guys cover?
Well,
from Spring Hill all the way down to St. Pete.
Very good.
All the way over to Lakeland.
As a lender, we do, I mean, all of Florida. So,
okay.
But I'm licensed in 13 states. So I do California, Texas, Arizona, Colorado, stuff like that. So I work. But here in this area, I work specifically with Eric.
Yeah, that's where. So I'm right here. I mean, I'm licensed in the whole state of Florida. But that's my immediate area. That
Right. I know. Well, actually, I just moved to Trinity area.
Nice.
But I was in Holiday for a little while. But it is really growing up in Pasco. And they've made it really beautiful.
Yeah.
Spring Hill seems to be a really, really nice area as well. I mean, of course, we have Clearwater. We have the beach. We have all these beautiful things here. But so what is the market like right now? Like, is there a lot of things out there to find?
Yeah, the inventory is, you've got about 3 or 4 months worth of inventory out there. Condos are a little bit tricky right now because of what happened in Surfside,
Miami.
Yeah, so condos are a little tricky. A lot of people are getting out of the condo, their condos, especially those who are on fixed incomes and everything, because they can't afford them.
Yeah.
Their HOAs, everything's gone up. So those are a little bit tricky right now, but the market's still, in this area, is really good.
That's good, because I remember about 2 years ago, there was like nothing. That is when I was moving, and it was extremely difficult.
It was a
to
frenzy.
Find anything, like anything. And if something would be on the market for, it seemed like an hour, and it would be gone.
Right. Well, that's what happens when the rate was so low.
Yeah.
And it was a feeding frenzy, and that was not the norm.
Right,
that was
right.
An aberration. That really was. it's never going to happen again. Well,
right.
I never say never.
Right.
No, but it's just not the norm. This is the new norm. This mm-hmm. is where we are. This is the a lot of people don't realize, and I'm going to try and stay in my lane, Charles. But you weren't around when my parents bought a house. Okay, and they paid 18%. And guess what? That was norm.
Right.
So if you had to do the math and you asked what is the average interest rate over the last 20, 30 years, guess what? It is 7%.
Uh-huh.
Am I right on that, Angel? Yeah. So it's like, it's a matter of, you know, what's happening here and there and all right. over the place.
Well, it's a little catch-22 because people will say, like, I'm going to wait to buy a house when the rates go down. But here's the thing with that is they will go down, but the house, if they go down, the housing price will go up because there's going to be a more frenzy like there was. So that's the problem there. So as you say in your business, as we say in ours, you know, it's marry the house, date the rate.
Right.
Because you're not going to keep this rate for 30 years.
No.
You're going to have it, but make sure you could afford it. And of course, with the lender, we're going to make sure you could afford it because you have a debt to income thing. I mean, I'm not going to get into specifics, but you can't buy a house that you're not going to be able to afford. They will not let you buy a house that
right.
you can't afford. So,
okay. Quick question. I work for Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services, and what we do is, and you pull the mic away from me. I work for Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. We do down payment assistance for first-time homebuyers.
Yes.
So we work with real estate agents. We work with lenders. So if you have any buyers that want to buy in Largo or want to buy in Clearwater, I'm the point of contact for this area. So they have, so people are know, they just increased the area medium income family, the amount dramatically. Mm-hmm. So in this, I'm doing a loan right now, closing for someone who's in a fixed income. She's on Social Security, and she's buying a condominium, and she's getting $75,000 down. And it's so as a lender, do you have any products that you have or you provide to people for first-time home buyers by chance?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. No, my company's located in Tampa. So we work with the city of Tampa, Hillsborough County, for their down payment assistance. Now, we can look at working with you as well, but we have to get approved.
Right. Well, right now, so, the city of Tampa, we also are doing down payment assistance for the city of Tampa as well.
Okay.
We also are a real estate development corporation, which we build condominiums. We're actually building 24 condominiums here in the Bellar Bluffs area and MLK, working in collaboration with Habitat for Humanity. Half of the property, the 12 properties, we're going to sell for 80% and above. For those folks, that's 80% area medium income or over.
Right.
And Habitat is doing 80% below. So that's coming up sometime in June. So that's what we're doing. But as far as doing the down payments, do you refer your clients to home buyer education classes by chance?
Yeah, because if they're doing a down payment assistance, they have to go through that first.
Exactly. So that's the first thing we tell people, to take the home buyer education class, talk to subject matter experts, understand what the process is of what you're talking about. We also work with real estate agents if they have less than perfect credit. We also work with them to get their credit to become mortgage ready if they're not mortgage ready.
Right.
Then they go to you, then from that point become mortgage ready, and they go back to you.
Right.
So it's a great
nice.
Combination to be able to work in that type of environment to help everyone at this table. But the first and foremost is the most important by helping our first-time home buyers take advantage of these down payment assistance that is available to them that otherwise they would not realize is available to them. So you can make $80,000 a year and still qualify for down payment assistance.
What is the median income?
Well, if you have, it all depends on family household size. So you can go up to $100,000 and still get assistance.
Okay.
So we can get into more detail about that offline, but just so people are aware of it. So now talk about the new law that they're talking about perhaps implementing, because there was a big lawsuit with the real estate. We were just talking. Go ahead.
Can we just have a pause and you guys come back in 10 minutes? Can you wait?
Yeah.
Okay. So come back in 10 minutes. Okay. Because I got somebody on the line, and then I just want to like have it, because it's too, when you go too long in one subject matter,
you
lose people, right?
No, we don't want to lose anybody.
Right.
Not
we got them
you.
On the hook, okay? So and come back at 5:31, right? And
sounds
then what we'll
good.
Do is we'll go back. So, and then it's a hook too, because if you really want to find out how the real estate first home buyers works, you stay tuned.
Yep, because I want to address something there. I have a great idea.
And then you guys can talk outside what the game plan is for the next interview.
Good. Sounds good.
Okay, so we got Stephen on the line. Steven.
Steven.
Yes, I like that name. What happens when people call you Steve?
I don't like it, man. I don't like it.
Yeah, so you guys got a new restaurant. You opened 420. Do you know, just real, since it's about me and not you.
You have my phone?
Yeah. Yeah, so do I have your phone?
I gave it to you. You were talking.
Oh, yeah. I probably lost it.
Do not give Brian your phone.
So, so we did a 420 event, right? And this is not to do with you, Stephen, at the Purple Haze, right? And do you know what they did at 420?
What'd they do?
400 people, from what I understand, lit up a joint. And he went 10, 9, 8, 7, and then everybody just lit up. So all you had to do was stand there and you got high.
Wow.
Because that's a big event for smokers, 420.
Yeah, it is.
Is that why you opened up? Did your grand opening on 420? Did, or it was just a coincidence?
It was just a coincidence because we weren't really sure what was happening, and it just happened to be that day. So,
very good. Yeah. So, tell us, like, what's your game plan for the restaurant, and then tell them what's on the menu, and then also let people know. I had the salad. Right, and then I also had homemade soup that you would think it was just unbelievable. I mean, so you ate the salad. What'd you think of it?
It was wonderful, wonderful, nice.
And I thought it was
Romano,
like,
lettuce with feta cheese and walnuts and apple slices.
Right, and then it had that vinaigrette salad dressing.
Balsamic vinegar.
So the salad might be, and I'm going to say this, and people can know, Ed's the best. A guy in the booth, but I don't think I've ever said this, and he could. I've been doing this 30 years. I'm gonna say that was the best salad I ever ate in my life.
That's awesome.
Right, and that's 30 years of me doing this. I gotta tell you,
very good,
very good. So you guys got a good chef back there.
Yeah, she definitely works her butt off. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, and the soup.
We definitely took our time figuring out our staff and everything. Trying to just get us ready and prepared. So we're excited to get this up and rolling within the next week.
Well, good. And let me help you with that, too, because, you know, we can do a live radio show there, too, grand opening with banners. So people driving by. And then also we can put you in the magazine that covers your dead center of 40,000 magazines.
Right.
And then TV. I don't know when the next TV show is, but can we count on you to be on that? Because the difference with radio and TV is TV has graphics.
Right.
So we can actually show your cook, you know, the chef in the back.
Chef in the back, yeah.
And it has to be entertaining, too.
Of course.
All right, you can't just do it like it's an info commercial. We have to have fun with it. And then people stay and watch it if it's fun.
Right.
But it's also got to be upbeat at the same time.
And so, that's what we're going to be, is upbeat. We're ready.
All right, so let me let you talk for like 3 or 4 minutes, okay? Tell me what your game plan is for the restaurant.
No worries. So the name of the restaurant is called Cliche Bar and Grill. So our game plan is basically we're going to have sports, we're going to have different activities, we're going to have drag queen bingo, drag shows on the weekends, so we're very excited about that. Our very first drag show is going to be Friday the 3rd, and then May the 4th be with you as well.
Okay, so that's different. You can't go see those too many places.
No, not at all.
Right, and then tell us about the food.
Oh, the food is all homemade. You got hamburgers. You have vegan options as well. Not many restaurants carry the vegan option, which is very exciting for us. The owner herself, Dolores, she has come up with all her recipes and put it into the restaurant. So all the taste that you taste, all the vinaigrettes and everything, is all her love and everything that's put into the food.
Wow, that's wonderful. You have a question, Mr. Man of God.
No, awesome. I tried the salad. It was wonderful. I wish you the best. I pray the best for you.
She's put so much love into this restaurant.
I hope you guys feel it
every time you walk in.
Right. Love is where love is, God is, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So when anybody puts love in it, that's the opposite of harming someone, right?
Yep.
Right. Right?
So love is good, right?
Love is great.
Right. So congratulations. And then give us your address and phone number.
So the address there is going to be 1056 Main Street, Dunedin, Florida. I don't know the zip code there.
It's three. It's okay. It's 34698. And do you know people that know where the KFC is on the corner? It's on the corner of Patricia and Main Street. There's a KFC there. Then across from the KFC, there's a car wash. Directly across from the car wash is the name of your restaurant. What's it called again?
Cliche.
It's called Cliche.
And then why is it called? How'd you come up with the name Cliche?
Dolores came up with it. I'm still wondering the same thing, but see, it's what you would expect Cliche to be.
Right. Oh, I get that. I don't even know what the definition of that word is, actually. I know it.
I don't either. It's okay.
Sometimes me, and I mean this sincerely, not trying to make fun of my, sometimes being stupid is good. Because right. I don't know, and I'll be honest with you. And then people say, oh, you shouldn't say that because that makes you look stupid. Well, I am stupid. So anyhow, that's good. So if you know where, and then there's also a dog groomer across the street. You have the car wash. It's catty corner from the KFC on Main Street and Patricia. And it's a new restaurant that just opened up on 420 called Glitch. Right?
Cliche.
And the food, I can say from personal experience, is 5-star. The food was unbelievable. I had the homemade broccoli and cheese soup. And we had the salad. Right. So I look forward to eating there again. And I want you to know you did a great job, Stephen.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it for you coming in and trying us out. I can't wait to meet you in person next time you're in.
Yeah, when would you be there? When would be a good time?
When are you? I'm usually there on the weekend. Dolores is there usually during the week. So.
Okay, because I need to get with you for a game plan on how to get the buzz in the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, buddy. Thank you for being on the show. Cliche.
No, thank you for having me.
Okay, God bless you. Mr. Roy.
Ray.
Yeah. So our next guest is going to be the queen and the hauling guy. And I got some gift certificates actually for you.
No,
and then we got the.
I don't know.
Oh, that's the guy that sings.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Did you bring your guitar?
Oh, over there. I just set up. I got here late because it broke.
Okay. All right. So if you wanted to bring your guitar and sing or music or you just...
I'm going to come listen. Yeah.
Just listen for today. Right. So we have this man here. Tell us who your name is.
Mike Angel.
Mike Angel. He sings Jamaican music and regular music, right?
Jazz.
And he's a professional singer and magician. And he's very talented.
Amen.
And he sings at the Shan Shakers. Yeah, the restaurant over here in the corner.
Okay.
If we set up a party to go there some night, would you guys make sure you would be there? It would be seafood. It would be after this. Okay, so if you want
to
go.
So
I forgot. You got to talk in the mic. So anyhow. So tell us what you do. Okay, you got to put the headset on and talk in the mic.
Hello, I'm Ray Davis, Ray Ray's Junkin' and Hauling, and we clean up houses, yard debris, clean out commercial businesses and homes. Amen. Also,
we have some real estate people here. Can you talk to them? Also, they do real estate and they do a lot of home improvements. I listened to the segment.
Yes.
And what they do is they buy houses and fix them up.
Sure.
Isn't that your cup of tea?
That really is my cup of tea.
Clean ups.
Right there.
All the way.
Yeah, so when they come in, I want to introduce you to them.
Yes, sir.
The one guy, I don't know what they both do, but they work as a team.
Uh-huh.
And whatever they do, I don't know. Because I was in here for the interview. But there's someone to really as a lead.
I'm going to connect with them as soon as we come out of the studio.
Well, there you go. So what would you like to say about what you do? And
Well, a lot of the stuff, we go out, we clean up the community. I consider us to be necessary because I call us the busy bees in the city, getting everything cleaned up. And then some of the things that we do, we pick up, we pass out, pass on to someone, the more needy people, the people that don't have. You understand? It's not all about making the money. It's about giving back to the community as much as I possibly can. So I take what's not needed over here by somebody else and give it to someone that needs it.
Recycling.
We recycle it right back to the needy.
Right. And then, you know, someone's junk could be someone's gold.
It is.
A treasure.
Yes, yes.
You know, I say that when you get your kids' presents, too, you know? Yeah. My father said to me, seriously, you want to hear this story real quick?
Yes.
So he bought me this real expensive gift in a big box. Guess what I played in? I was like 7 years old.
The box.
The box. Yeah. I said the box was a tank.
Uh-huh.
And he says he'll never forget that. He goes, but I spent like $200 on this present.
Yes, yes.
But I said I never played with the present, but the box I did.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what love is. You can, to someone that's, you know, you got to just be there for someone. And what you love might not be what else someone else's loves.
Uh-huh.
But if you love what you do.
I do.
You never worked a day in your life.
That's right. That's right.
Queen, what do you got to say?
Hi, I'm Torsha Griffin, Prophetess Griffin, and I have a women's ministry right now that I'm working on. It's called Women of Prayer and Power Deliverance Ministry, and it's a vision that God has given me to gather women from all walks of the world to come together and pray to intercede for one another.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's power of the prayer. See how he knew to say hallelujah? What does hallelujah mean?
Most high praise to God.
Amen, amen. I'm with you on that.
And
amen. What does amen mean? What does amen mean?
Amen to me is agreeing, coming together.
So
agreeing.
Be it. So
amen.
Be it.
That's so be it.
Right, amen. What's the other one? Hallelujah, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you receive it?
Do you receive it?
I receive it. Now, hallelujah.
And now, why is dancing, when you see people dancing to the Lord, why is it that that's important? What is that showing you when you see someone dancing in the aisle of a church?
Well, to me, I know the joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't care who house I go in, I'm going to dance. And dancing to me, it's very significant because it just shows that, you know, you are free, or either God has, you have overcome something that you've been going through, or even praising God for someone else. Because praise is like fire. You start praising God, somebody else looking too long, they'll start praising them. I remember as a child, I used to be in the church watching them people. Why are they jumping around and doing this and that? And now I see why. Because you know what? They're praising God for someone else, and it's catchy. Now I do it, and I can't stop it.
And the word hallelujah, you bring a smile to your face, because everything evil just bows to God at that point.
Amen.
Right,
amen.
And then it opens up that channel when you're dancing for the spirit to come in.
Yes, yes.
It's a channel opener.
I start to sing like unreal.
Yeah.
My favorite song, I want to sing it in the background while you're talking.
Gad, sing it, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
From the dead. And he is Lord. Oh, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
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 Ray likes to sing too.
Okay, Ray, sing a song.
Ray.
Come on, Ray. It's time.
Oh, this,
and then there's someone out there hurting that needs a message of hope.
Okay.
And it's going to come from Ray Ray.
Well, we got to want to call shoes. You got to forgive me. My voice cracking up because I got a little bit up. But let's see. They always laugh when they see me standing there. Oh, yes. But let them laugh. They don't even care. But I've got you, Lord. You, Lord, you, Lord. I've got you, Lord. Yes, I do, just like the Hebrew boys in the fire and the furnace. Their faith kept them from burning. But I've got you, Lord. Yes, I do. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hands all right, so that's just give us your name and stuff because we got to go.
Okay, my name is Ray Davis.
And your phone number at your hauling service?
813-356-9400. Amen.
What? Say the number again slower.
813-356-9400.
Oh, that's a good number. 356-9400.
Ray Ray's
hauling and junking. Hauling
and
junking.
He does clean ops in there.
Can you go out there and talk to those two men about what you guys do? And then come on, let's go. Get on. You're next.
All right.
We got a new hair salonist lady coming to town.
Hey, hair salonist?
That's a new one.
Yes, it is.
I know. Good. Good stuff. Go them right there. Tell them what you do.
She had not a hair out of place. You can always tell.
Okay.
Hair salonist.
So tell us what you do. Get that thing on. Talk to the mic. I got to introduce someone. So where are you from? Is it true that everything's bigger in Texas?
Yes, sir. It sure is. I lived in Texas for over 35 years. I moved down there when I was 20 years old. And I wanted to marry a cowboy. And boy, howdy, I did. And God rest his soul. He passed away 20 years ago. We have two beautiful children. But what I do for a profession, I have been a hair designer for 44 years as of June. Actually, I came out of the womb doing hair. My father is 85 years old, and he still has the number one salon in Central Oregon, which is Bend, Oregon. And that man goes to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he thinks he works part-time when he leaves at 12 or 1 o'clock, and during that time, he does anywhere from 32 to 35 people.
Wow.
So I was raised in it all my life, but I just, as of today, got on with Helena's Hair Design in Dunedin, and I'm very excited about that.
Awesome.
We're going to be running specials. I'll be working Monday through Saturday. I'm going to set up tomorrow, and I feel very, very blessed. I have also been an educator, a platform artist, I did it for American Institute of Beauty, and also when they were here, it was, trying to think, Sun State Academy, and I was a educator for hair, face, and nails.
So you taught people how to do hair, face,
you know,
and nails?
What? I just absolutely love it. I do.
You just can't get enough. Huh?
I do. And at my age right now, I still continue. And so what I have decided is I wanted to work at Helena's. I heard really great things about them. And I met some of their staff today. And so I'm going to be doing that. And so I'll set up tomorrow and business is business.
That's right. Show up.
Show up and show out. That's what I'm fixing to do.
suit up and show up.
That's right. And make everybody in the Tampa Bay area absolutely beautiful.
Right. And then people feel more confident when you have your hair done.
Well, absolutely.
Right, you feel better about yourself. Self-confidence.
You always have a good day. Yeah, exactly.
There is something about that.
Exactly.
So where are you... What tomorrow's your first day?
Tomorrow I'm going to be setting up, and if I stay and work, yes, absolutely.
I like to get a picture of the persons that you get the first haircut to.
Well, I do that. Yeah, I'll do that in a heartbeat, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, because that'd be good. Your first customer. You know what I mean?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, you know, my first customer 40 years ago was a hairstylist, and I wish I could remember the name. Then they're no longer.
Right.
And I can't remember who it was, but they gave me a $10 deposit on a $65 ad.
Wait, what do you mean, $10 deposit?
That was the deposit, like you get. Now I ask for $50, right?
Okay, right.
This is 40 years ago.
Oh,
and I got a $10 deposit, and the first ad I sold was on 62nd Avenue North, and I don't even know the name of the salon. I can't remember. And then I went to look for it, and there's no longer there.
Wow.
Yeah. But isn't that something? You know how many businesses change in 40 years? I don't
know.
A
lot.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of all the different places you've changed yourself, right, in 40 years.
Yeah.
So it's neat. A hairstylist was my first customer.
Well, and here you are, and today is my first time I've ever been on a radio show.
Oh, really?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Brian. I appreciate you so much.
So give them your phone number and then also where you're going to be tomorrow. I can just tell you, probably give it better. If people know where the KFC is on Patricia Avenue at the corner of Main Street and Patricia. Matter of fact, the restaurant.
It's Dunedin's Plaza.
Yeah, the restaurant that just opened up across the street. That was just on the radio just before this.
Oh,
okay. Grand opening there. They opened 4:20.
Fabulous.
And but the there's a Save-A-Lot in that plaza.
Yes, there is. There's Bell's a laundromat out. Right next to
Bell's
the
Outlet.
Shop.
So people are thinking location.
Yeah.
Patricia and Main Street, where the KFC is and Save-A-Lot.
Right.
There's a hair salon in there called Helena's.
Yes, that's it. Helena's Hair Design.
And they should ask for who?
Shauna Brown.
Shauna Brown from Texas.
Shauna Brown from Texas. And guess what? My husband was Charlie Brown. Now, really? Come on. First time I met him, he goes, my name's Charlie Brown. And I said, yeah, and I know Peter Pan, too. And I said, your mama named you that.
Yeah, that would have been something if you came back and said, my name's Lucy.
Yeah, well, nope. I was a redhead when he met me. I was born a redhead.
Who was the redhead?
It was Peppermint Patty. Yes, yes, sir. It sure was.
Okay, but thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And I wish you luck in your new endeavor.
All right.
God bless you.
You too.
Oh, wait. Did they talk about Daddy?
No, nobody talked about my precious daddy. Well, I did a little bit. That's not true. I did a little bit.
Next time we're going to talk about daddy.
He's a blessed man from heaven. I kid you not.
80 years old.
85. 85. And still doing hair. Yes, sir.
Right.
All right. Thank you, honey.
God bless you.
You too.
So, Miss Proofreader, come on. Let's go. She, if you ever need anything proofread, that's why I say she's the smartest person in the room.
Awesome. Thank you.
Why is it important for people to proofread? What do you think? I mean, would you say? She would know. But why?
Well, I know this much. She's got integrity, so I could let her look at my book. Hey.
Yeah, so being a... Right, you know what? You save
people.
I've
been picking on her a little bit. Can you tell me anything about the new book you're proofreading?
Nope.
Said, all right, we don't have nothing else to talk about.
I'm having to re-edit it and do a lot of editing work on it.
Okay.
So I don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who, put Jenny on? I'm going to have her talk to Miss Diana. Okay, very good. Hey, Jenny.
Okay.
Julio's. We got the proofreader on. Do you ever have stuff you put on your website that you find out that sometimes words are misspelled or things are done wrong?
Okay.
Okay. Anyhow.
Which could mean that you never make mistakes or...
Yeah, no, it's...
You've had mistakes.
Diana is a proofreader. She reads contracts and stuff like that. So if you're ever looking for someone to, like, look at your website or contracts, she's the one that will find anything out in your best interest. So tell us what you do, Julio's. Jenny?
Yes.
What do you do?
Oh, we offer the best Mexican food at Tacomiendo Mexican Restaurant on Kenneth City. Mm-hmm. Would you like to try? The name is Tacomiendo San Pete.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
And the address is where?
My address is, give me one second, it's 4747 66th Street, Kenneth City.
Okay, what type of, do you have authentic Mexican food?
Yes, the best authentic food in the town. And we inviting everybody for this Cinco de Mayo. We have a very big celebration.
And what day is that, Cinco de Mayo? May 4th or 5th?
Yeah, 5th.
5th, that's right. That's silly.
What's your special on Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. And what's the address again?
The address is 4747 66th Street North, Kenneth City.
That's
it. 709.
Right, and then what's a landmark that's near? That would be 47th Avenue North and 66th Street.
Exactly.
Is there the name on the plaza?
66th Plaza.
So, oh, I know where that is. Is there also a gas station in there also?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they always have the lowest price gas, just to tell you, don't they? If you look around, they're always very low. There used to be a Gold's Gym in that plaza, too, I think. But I, that was like 20 years ago.
Can I ask what your special's going to be for Cinco de Mayo for food?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of specials that day. We have specials on margaritas, beer, appetizers, and we have karaoke all day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That would be great. We actually have a professional singer in here. Can you sing a song real quick? You a Mexican-type song?
Mexican song?
Yeah, come on. We're going to sing to you.
Put you right out there.
That's, come on.
I'll be fine that day.
Wait, yeah. Come on. Okay, just sing anything. Come on. He's gonna. This young man's going to sing to you.
Yes,
something. Ready? And this is, what's the name of your restaurant? You got to have to get in the mic. But what's the name of your restaurant?
Tacomiendo Mexican Restaurant.
Well, this song is being sponsored by, I couldn't even say it,
Mike Angel.
Yes, okay, Mike Angel is going to sing to you, my Mexican. Listen, and this is your sponsor in this song.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Doom, doom, doom. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
That's good.
That's good.
Bravo. Did that get a bravo?
Uh-huh.
And what's the name of your restaurant?
Tacomiendo San Pete Mexican Restaurant is the best food in the town.
And it's at 40, what's the address?
4747 66th Street, Kansas City.
And just say the name of the restaurant just one more time.
Tacomiendo San Pete Mexican Restaurant.
And it's at 47th Avenue North and 66th Street. And it's going to be a great Cinco de Mayo. What is Cinco de Mayo anyhow? What is that about?
Oh, it's about the battle with French people.
Green, go.
Okay.
So we stopped it. Don't come to the country.
Okay. All right. So that's good. Not no. Well, how do you say not no? Say something in Mexico where you say you defeated the French.
Oh, the French people, you know, you want to invite in the United States. But, on Mexico, Puebla, Mexico City, the people stop them so they don't come to the United States.
Well, very good. Happy Cinco de Mayo at 47.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, hey, and also, do you do any ads and a coupon or anything?
You can follow on Facebook, Instagram, or...
How did you find out about the radio show?
Oh, there's one very nice guy come today at the restaurant and told me about that.
Is that amazing? You guys, okay, well, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
God bless you.
Yeah, and are you the owner?
I'm the manager, yes.
Okay, well, and your name is?
Jenny.
Okay, Jenny, well, thank you for being on the show.
God bless you, Jenny.
Oh, thank you, you guys. Thank
God
you
bless
so much.
You. Okay, so the realist, the proof lady, tell us what's going on. Why is it important to have your contracts proofread?
Do you want a word in a contract that is misspelled to go into court and be laughed at? Or to have people who don't really understand your contract because you've got errors in it?
Right.
So,
and from a legality standpoint, that could get the case thrown out if it's not in your best interest.
Or
the technicality. Right?
True.
Right. So it's important. Have you ever proofread something and missed it?
I did.
Wow, honesty. Yes. So there you go. That's honesty. Oh, I would think so. So do you ever get tired after you read, though, too? Like your mind start to wander?
If I get tired when I'm proofreading, it's either because there was a word that I read that I did not myself comprehend, and so I have to look it up. Or if I get tired, it's because I'm genuinely sleepy. And then I stop the work at that point.
Right. So how can people get in touch with you for your services?
I can be reached. I've got an email, which is D-E-W. It's my initials, Diana Emily Watson. D-E-W Futures, in the plural, at gmail.com. Or you can reach me on phone at 727-922-1286.
Very good. The proofreader. Tell Angel to come on in, too.
It's always good to see you, Diane.
Yeah, she's the smartest and has the happiest smile. So you're going to use her services the next time you have a big contract?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the contracts just keep getting bigger and bigger every day.
Right. She'll catch a mistake.
I'm telling you.
Oh. Okay. Fine. All right. So, so you're going to sit there.
Thank you so much.
And then, do you want to just real quick sing? Well, you got to let him sit down. Sing just real quick another song. How about Under the Boardwalk?
Okay.
You ready? Just sing it like for about 30 seconds. All right?
You want to hear your song.
You want to hear your song. You got it quick. No dry time. Come on.
Okay. I said no dead air. That's right.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. You ready? You like Under the Boardwalk, guys? What's the name of your business?
Loan Flight Lending.
What?
Loan Flight Lending.
Loan Flight Lending is sponsoring this song. And what's the name of your business?
Keller Williams Realty in Palm Harbor, Florida.
Okay, they're sponsoring Under the Boardwalk. And the name of your business one more time?
Loan Flight Lending.
Loan Flight Lenders is sponsoring this song, Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns his tar upon the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Down by the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
up under the sun,
under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
Wow, what did I just walk into? I feel like I want a margarita or something.
That's
pretty awesome.
Thank you.
So you do this for a living?
I'm playing across the street, right behind me.
Wait a minute, I saw you during lunchtime. Are you setting up your guitar?
With the guitar.
Yeah, you were at Sandshakers.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey guys, go to Sandshakers. You'd be shocked, like I am now, with the type of talent that is here in Clearwater, and it's hidden. Sandshakers, it's right here on, what's this road right here on the side?
This is
Myrtle.
Yeah, it's between Myrtle, right behind the radio station, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, behind the radio station.
Yeah,
look for the big antenna.
The only antenna here in Clearwater.
Yes.
But yeah, this is great. You were singing earlier as I was walking this way as well.
Yeah, so I was checking out the equipment.
So what time do you start doing your performance?
I'm going to start doing it at 7 o'clock. I got to go finish setting up.
Okay. Right now. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you came by. So how did you hear about the radio station?
Well, I know Don.
Okay. Yes. And he said, hey, come over?
Come over. Yeah.
That's like perfect.
I'm glad you came.
Come on over. Yes.
That's impressive.
Yeah, definitely go there. I think, is it every
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Is it open mic? Or is it just basically you
do it? Open mic is Tuesday.
Tuesdays, okay. So open mic's Tuesday and today. So I'm looking forward. I definitely like to come back and check you out.
Yeah.
So what time is your performance again?
Supposed to be up today at 5:30, 6 o'clock.
5:30, 6 o'clock, okay. So I'm assuming you do private parties?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So why don't you give me your number? How can they get in touch with you if they wanted to have your services?
Okay, name is Mike Angel.
Okay.
That's with the halo.
Okay.
That's 813-470-0284.
Okay.
813-470-0284. Commercial one.
Yeah, if you're looking for
great singing with you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Same here, You're next.
Weddings, private parties. We only have 3 minutes left. I know that we started talking a little about the real estate portion of it, but real quick, can you please explain to us what this whole big uproar is about, the real estate changing and no fees? Can you explain more about that so the audience can know?
So, in a nutshell, people are starting to panic because of this big settlement, and it's not been settled, so I can only speak of certain items, and there's certain things that I can't speak of, so
Understood.
Please forgive. But I will tell you this, there's nothing to fret about. It's something that's been happening for many years. People are complaining because the seller was paying all the compensation and the buyers weren't paying anything. You know something? That's okay. It's all gonna work its way out in the wash. Mm-hmm. All right? Sellers pay sellers, buyers pay buyers, whatever. But it's going to be a great thing for everybody. Stop panicking. It's going to be fun. Buyers, it's going to be great for. Sellers, it's going to be great for. Real estate agents, it's going to be great for. So just everybody needs to just chill. And when the dust settles, come July 1st, when we know everything about everything, then we can move on.
Okay.
But I think we just need to relax, and it's going to be fine. Call me if you have any questions. Do you mind if I give my number?
No, go ahead. Give your phone number out.
443-375-8662.
Okay.
That's 443-375-8662.
And the company that you work for again?
Is Keller Williams Realty in Palm Harbor.
Okay.
And right off 19 in Curlew.
Okay, so you're right in town for those folks. We got to get away too many. Now, we also have loan flight here as well. And if they want to get in touch with you, how can they reach out to you?
Sure. I'll give them my cell phone. It's 740-424-8027. It's an Ohio number. I've had my number for like 10 years.
Okay.
I'm originally from that area, but it's go Buckeyes. But 740-424-8027, or they could just go to our website. It's www.loanflight.com, and you can see what we have to offer right on the website.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to personally invite you guys back to give us a little more time to talk about a little more about real estate and about the lending side so we can get more educated. And for perhaps the same bad time, same bad channel for next week, Wednesday, we can get you in there to talk a little more in detail about other things that perhaps we didn't cover today. So I want to thank both of you guys for coming in today. And again, for the folks out there that are listening in Tampa Bay, thank you for tuning in. And again, we'll see you next Wednesday on the Brian Cash Crossbow. And have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
Take care.